Good evening.
Good evening.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2020.
Yes.
Ooh, yes, yes, yes.
New decade.
New decade. Okay. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll for the workshop, please?
The Honorable Councilwoman Hayden Cordish Jones.
Present.
The Honorable Councilwoman Pat Allen.
Present.
The Honorable Councilwoman Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
The Honorable Mayor Elizabeth Carhart.
Present.
The Honorable Councilwoman Linda J. Davis.
Present.
The Honorable Alex Heath. The Honorable Councilwoman Jane Whitmore.
Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We don't have any presentations on tonight, but we have three items that I would like for council to look at, and let's have just a quick discussion on before we get to the agendas items for this evening. The first item for discussion is our Employee of the Month proposal. I think a while back I had a conversation with you all about honoring our employees. I think that to honor the employees that have done exceptional work or service for the city of Fairburn on a monthly basis is something that we should look at doing. I have a proposal in the book. I don't know if you all have had a chance to look at it and give me some feedback on it. So we're up for a discussion on the guidelines for the Employee of the Month. Mm-hmm. Any suggestions? Any questions?
Mayor, no questions, but I have read it and looked at it, and I think it's very thorough.
Okay.
I have nothing to add.
Okay, does anyone have any other comments concerning the criteria or the eligibility, the nomination, how the Employee of the Month will be selected, notified, and how they will be awarded?
I just like the criteria that is broad and is various. So no, not just one thing. An employee has multiple ways to earn that Employee of the Month, so I like that.
Okay. Okay. Councilwoman Portis Jones.
I'd like to recommend that there be a detailed application developed to go with this, so that the nominator does a thorough job in explaining why that person deserves being nominated.
So you really want something like a letter recommendation?
Well, or the application, right?
Okay.
There needs to be detailed justification as to why, because that criteria is broad, which is good, meaning, people can think outside the box in terms of recommendation on improvements within the city, but then the nominator or department head needs to thoroughly explain why.
Okay.
That is worth the recognition.
Okay.
And then secondly, I want to ask, if we were to approve this, is the financial reward, is it, do we pay the tax on it, or is it taxable, or has there been any consideration on that impact?
It is taxable. I had the finance director earlier. As you know, in December of each year, we historically have given our employees what's called an incentive pay. That incentive pay ranges anywhere from $50 to $600. A lot of our employees this year received that $600, and we paid the taxes. So we paid actually $656 in taxes if you got the $600. So it's my suggestion that we pay the taxes on this. Okay, but what I would like for council to think about is whether we're okay with $100 for the employee of the month? Or is it an amount that you want it to either decrease or increase? Let me just tell you that right now in incentive pay, line item, we have about $25,000. We have more than enough to do this program this year because we'll take it out of the incentive pay line item. So we just need to decide if you want to do the $100, you want to do $150, or just what you want to do as an incentive for the employees. But I would suggest that we pay the taxes. Yes, ma'am.
I agree with the $100 recommendation. So that's only $1,200 mm-hmm. per year, plus the taxes. And we need to make sure that that is indeed communicated to that employee. And then speaking of which, then would an employee be eligible more than once in a calendar year to be nominated?
If you look under nomination, I think E addresses that.
Yeah.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Let's go back and look at it. Would you read it, Councilwoman Porter Jones, item number E under nominations?
Okay, hold on, I'm sorry. Yes, the employee of the month will be selected from those nominated for that month. All nominees not selected will remain in the process for 3 consecutive months. Nominees not selected after 3 consecutive months will be removed from the selection process. These nominees will be eligible for another nomination following completion of a new Employee of the Month nominee submittal form. Okay, so I'm not clear. Would be eligible for 3 months once they're nominated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, then that means, if I receive it month one, I'm also eligible months 2 and 3, or am I out of the rotation because I have 1 in month one?
Well, you have 3 months to be in selection.
No, but if I win it, am I eligible for month 2 and 3? Or the rest of the year?
No.
This says your eligibility is only 1 monthly award within the calendar year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where's the calendar
year? Very top of the year is the eligibility.
Okay, all right.
B.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
All right, okay. Then that clears that. So it's B instead of E. Okay.
Councilman Whitmore.
Yes, ma'am. The only thing that I didn't see, and I was wondering if there was any consideration to have a employee of the year once we have our 12 individuals that were selected as employee of the month, and maybe once a year have that employee of the year.
Now, I didn't do no employee of the year. I just did employee of the month. Okay. But we can look at an employee of the year because what we could do is we could take all of them and then just select from that pool and select an employee of the year. Okay. So then we will have to decide what we're going to give that employee of the year because we would not give that person the same thing that we're giving the employee of the month.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
What?
101 books. Okay.
$250. Okay, but I asked, so does B really address that, though? It says no more than one nominee for each office shall be allowed per month. It talks nothing about, I could win multiple times, and I'm trying to figure out where we address that or how do we want to address that issue.
Eligibility.
Section,
right.
B, is that an employee is eligible for one
or
year.
Right.
Sure.
That's under, eligibility.
Okay, so am I reading a different section?
Oh,
I'm under nomination.
Sure. No, go to eligibility.
Okay.
Yeah. First page.
A does address it. B under eligibility does address it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Councilwoman Davis.
Yes, Mayor. In reference to Councilwoman Hattie Portis Jones read E under nominations, and that last sentence stated nominee submittal form. So would that be the same as an application form that the Councilwoman Hattie Portis Jones was speaking of? Would that be the same thing, or is that something different?
I would think it would be the same thing. It's just worded differently.
Okay, so that's already.
But we can always go in and put it as an application form or a recommendation form, something of that nature.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the name.
What the name,
make
yeah.
Sure that it's comprehensive.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so what I would like, this is for discussion tonight, what I would like to do is come back at the next meeting because I would like for department heads to actually start looking at this with an employee for the month of February, and so that we can actually do an award in December, in March.
You might have this converted into a resolution.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think we can put this into a resolution for the next meeting. Is anyone in an agreement with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to do something for her. Keep doing stuff for our employees because they're very important to us. The next thing for us just to discuss for a few minutes is the 2020 workshop and council meeting schedule. If you'll go over to the schedule, normally the first meeting in January, we always schedule our meetings for 2020, the whole year. If you notice on the meeting schedule, I've placed down the meetings that's canceled due to National League of Cities and holidays and the GMA conference. What I'm asking for council to also look at with this meeting schedule is whether or not you would like to have a holiday schedule for this year. With that being said, when I say holiday schedule, would you like to have a month that we don't meet, or would you like to have one meeting out of the schedule that we don't meet? And just how do you want to do it? I have selected March 23rd as the State of the City address. Normally, the mayor does the State of the City in January. I've decided that this year I would like to do the State of the City in March. I'm just not prepared. I've had a lot of things on my plate. A lot of things are going on, and I just can't devote enough time right now to do a State of the City. So I would like to do it in March, if that's okay. So I guess what I'm asking council is, would you all like to think about a month or a meeting date that you don't want to meet and consider just a holiday schedule? We have to be mindful that school is out in, what, May? Sometimes school goes back in August. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how, and I know you teach. So that's something else that we can look at.
Okay.
And I would like to bring this 2020 meeting schedule back to council on the 27th for approval.
Okay.
So are there any suggestions or recommendations or comments or anything, Councilman Whitmore?
Yes, ma'am. I believe that some municipalities, they look at the summer months where, for example, we'll be in convention in June. Okay, and we come right back, we have meetings in July and August. I think at one point in time, 3-4 years ago, we was actually talking about not doing it in August. But my question would be, and I don't have the answer to this, whether or not there's a month that is more user-friendly, where we don't have a lot of things going on that we can afford to not meet, and I don't have that answer.
I don't either.
I know, I know, in 2018, we did the month of July, the whole month of July, I think, right? In 2018, we did.
We did
the whole month of July.
Mm-hmm.
That way, school is still out,
And gave people an opportunity.
The school doesn't start back into August?
Not until August.
Until August.
Most districts.
Yeah. So, since we have the conference in June, seems like July would be a great month if we decide to take.
So that if we do the month of July, that means that for three straight meetings, we wouldn't have a meeting and.
Oh, yeah. Looking at GMA.
Yeah, because GMA is on the 22nd.
Yeah.
So that means July 13th and 27th.
Yeah.
Or we could just do
one
day.
13th,
it just depends on what you all. I just need feedback because we want to get this schedule confirmed at the next meeting, at least. Ms. Porter Jones.
I was thinking about budget preparation. And but you know, we're in the midst of doing that and, you know, because we are meeting a lot in to prepare for budget preparation August, but that's not considered vacation time if you guys are going back to school. So I'm open. July's fine.
We're talking about just one meeting in July.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
So that means June 22nd and June 30th. And July 13th.
That's correct.
That would be fine.
Yeah.
Actually, that might work very well.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the clerk will bring this back at the next meeting for confirmation by council. With July 22nd, which is already on the calendar, but we're going to put June 22nd, July 13th, we'll have it as a council holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. That
okay.
Good to me.
All right. Okay. Those are the, the mayor and council retreat. I think at some point this year we need to get together and talk about our initiatives, our visions, our missions, exactly what we want to see for the city of Fairburn for 2020-2021. There's a lot going on. Those of you all who have been down 74 can see the growth. We're still having a lot of projects that are in the pipeline. Is that correct, Mr. Lester? Quite a few. We're hoping that we'll have Casablanca up and running in downtown at least by the end of February, no later than the 1st of March. They're dropping the kitchen in as I speak. And so as soon as we get some improvements from the health department, we can go in and finish the floors and the other work that needs to be done there. So we'll end up with the two restaurants downtown. Lester, could you come up real quick and just give us an update on streetscapes? Because I know everybody is looking at what's going on downtown, and you know we have the sign up that talks about streetscapes. I had somebody stop me the other day and wanted to know when was I going to plant some trees that just comes down the center of the street.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, everybody's excited about streetscape, and I am too, because I can just see myself sitting out there in front of Oz on a bench and just the streets are lined with trees.
Yeah, yeah.
So could you just give us a quick update on the streetscape?
Real quick, December 6th, we got additional funding from Federal Highway Administration through GDOT because we had a funding shortfall because the bids came back $1 million over budget. So we were allocated additional funding for that. Of course, we have to match that with our 20% match, which is going to account to about $125,000. But overall budget is going to be about $4.8 million. The city of Fairburn have to pay a little bit over $800,000. And currently, GDOT is developing the construction award. We should receive that in the next 60 days. Upon receipt of that, we can issue the notice of award to the contractor and hopefully get the project under construction.
Okay. All right. Council, you have any questions concerning? Good news.
Excellent news.
Okay. Thank you so much. We'll go back to the mayor and council retreat, but there's a couple of things that I want to make council aware of, and also the audience. We have quite a few repairs that we have to get done in the city of Fairburn. We have some bond proceeds, some GO bond proceeds that our bond attorney has come to us and told us, you have this amount of money, this is what you can use it for. Myself, the city administrator, and Stephen Jackson, who's our new utilities person, have sat down and kind of gone through some itemizing how we can best use these funds to do a lot of infrastructure and some other repairs here in the city. So, Council, I'm going to be giving to you all within the next week those projects, those that we got from Integrated Science, and they actually tell us how much it's going to cost to do XYZ. And so we tried to prioritize how we are going to spend this money, but we have a lot of streets where the infrastructure is just caving in, and we've got to fix it. We have a house that we've had serious drainage problems over on Waterboy. It's been for years, and so we've got to fix that. This affects this homeowner's property, and we have the funds, and we have to fix it. And so I'm going to be sending to you all within, say, the next couple of days, really, that email from Integrated Science and how we plan on using. And I think we're talking about a little over $4 million. It seems like it's a lot of money. It's not when you really have to go in and do a lot of infrastructure work. It's really, it's not a lot of money. But I'm going to share this with council, and then you all give me your what you think are your priorities. And then we'll take it from there. The other thing that I want to bring before council and the group here is the next meeting we're going to be appointing new members to the Downtown Development Authority. I'll be appointing new members to the Planning and Zoning Commission, and I'll also be doing new members to the Fairburn East Point Housing Authority. At the next meeting, we're also going to honor Mark Wade, who passed a couple of weeks ago. He was on our Planning and Zoning Commission, and so I've asked his family and the Planning and Zoning members to come to the next meeting so that we as a council can honor him, because he was a very intricate part and an active member of the Planning and Zoning Commission. I'll be asking our attorney, Randy Turner, to start the charter rewrite. We've talked about it. It's time for us to do something. And so it's going to take us about a year by the time we start the rewrites and get committees together and have you all come in and look at what we want to change on the charter. We can do that, and we can take it before the legislature the next year. We're going to be conducting interviews starting tomorrow. Ms. Portis Jones for the Economic Development Director. We have two people we're going to interview tomorrow, and Ms. Johnson will give you the information before we leave this afternoon, before you leave tonight. Also, the Main Street Manager, the advertisement is out. That's going to be a part-time position. We just don't see it as being a full-time right now, but we want it to go into a full-time position. Liquor license rewrites for downtown, we got to get those up and working, because I think it's unfair for a place that's already downtown to have a liquor license and somebody wants to move next door and they can't have a liquor license. And that's what's in the charter right now. So if we're going to have a vibrant downtown, I want to be able to walk out of one place and go into another place right next door and have that glass of wine, if that's what I so desire to have, without being competing, as I think our charter is alluding to now. And the last thing that I really want to talk to you all about is two serious spills that we've had in the city within the last month or so. And this was from GFL, which is used to be Waste Industries. There was two major spills here. There was one, first of November, I believe, and both of these occurred in the parks at Durham Lakes. One was a serious hydraulic spill that still has not been cleaned up. The homeowners still are complaining about it. The most recent spill was on Friday, and that was just a lot of trash, garbage, that some contraption under the truck opened up, and the guy didn't know it, and he just sent all of the trash all the way down the street. I had a conference call this morning with GFL. I was very clear that this is unacceptable. We are not going to keep having excuses. Our citizens demand better than this. Another big issue that we've been having with the GFL is a problem with them picking up your trash and leaving the trash containers in the streets. Don't put them back on the curb, or they turn them over, or in the middle of the driveway, so you can't get, you got to get out and move it to drive in. Those are the things that are unacceptable. They're just unacceptable here. And so I hate when it's trash day and it looks like we've had a tornado go through the city. It's just unacceptable. And so we pay good money, you pay good money to have your trash picked up. And another thing that's kind of is irritating right now is that we have seniors who pay to have backyard pickup. And these people just won't go to their backyards and pick up their trash. They pay for this service, and it's not happening. And so we keep writing, we keep calling. So I'm through writing, and I'm through calling. And so I think they got the gist today that I was pulling their contract, and I was reviewing it, and I was looking at the clause where we can pull out if that continues. And so we just want good service. Mm-hmm. Our city deserves the same service that anybody else gets. We are not low-class citizens. We deserve top class, and that's what we're going to get. And so you accept our checks every month, and we expect good service. So with that being said, those are some of the things I wanted to bring before council this afternoon. And I don't have time to really go over the retreat, but I would like for us to look at least one day that we can just get together and just talk about what we would like to see in Fairburn, what we have money for, what we can do, what we can't do, how we can better work together. Okay? Mm-hmm. I don't want a repeat of last year. We're not going to have a repeat of last year. We're here to do the work, and we're here to work together, and that's what we're going to do.
Amen.
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 We're going to do that this year. And so so you all just think of your schedules and what can work for you just today that we can just get together. We don't have to leave. We don't have to go far away, but I'd like for us to just sit together and just try to figure out something. And I'll come back with you at the next meeting, and we can kind of talk about it a little bit more. Okay, so let's look at our agenda items for tonight.
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to add a couple of things to your list for consideration.
Okay.
To look at, and that is, since we're doing the review of liquor license, the entertainment district, I know we had a discussion about that in the past, and to see if there is any opportunity to revisit that. We specifically talked about the plaza as a possibility, or maybe we can move it a little further down because of the proximity to school. So maybe we just revisit that.
Okay.
I'd appreciate that. And then I mentioned this to you the other day about the frequency of the semi-trucks that are turning over as they leave 74 going northbound
right.
onto 85.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to see it would happen about once every year or 9 months. Within the last 3 months, I've seen it 3 times. And so obviously that has become a problem, and we need to figure out, to address that before something seriously happens. Fire Chief, was that the other day that you guys responded to a call of the, I think the trailer on the truck separated
yes.
as it was turning?
Onto
seven, going northbound onto 74.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so could you, Mayor, if you don't mind, mm-hmm. just briefly describe what happened there and what's your assessment of why that particular accident happened?
From the information we gathered, and PD can probably help me more so on that as well, is I think they were trying to just blow through the light and get on to 85. Mm. And with this guy in particular, I think his pin wasn't hooked, I believe, Chief.
Yes, Chief. Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't see you sitting back
there. Yeah. And then sometimes those truckers are overweight too, Mayor and Council.
Wow.
So okay. it catches up to
them. So we need to figure out what we need to do to get a better handle on this, because I'm really concerned now about the frequency of this happening. And I know that there's unevenness in the roadway as they turn over, and that seems to be the same spot that they're turning over each time. Chief, any response?
Speed is the contributing factor.
Okay.
Is they're coming across there, and they're trying just to make it, so they're driving too fast, for one thing. And one of the things that's prolonged that, if they get 10 yards in past the intersection, it turns into City of South Fulton. So we'll direct traffic until they get out there, and sometimes they have an extended period of response time. So we've actually just told my people, start working it. Get the DOT out there, get the tow trucks out there, and let's just start making it happen.
Okay.
So it should get a little faster now that we've already just made that decision.
Okay.
But speed. And if you've noticed, there's a lot of the DOT police vehicles out there making traffic stops and doing inspections, because we've also called them to come help us do the inspections
awesome.
On a lot of these trucks.
Awesome.
And,
fantastic.
And to add to what Chief was saying, we were saying just work it, because that area is a gray area for both jurisdictions.
Uh-huh.
And what it was doing, it was tying up our resources for police and fire.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay, so I never heard that about two jurisdictions. So where's the demarcation?
Well, where the island sits, down the side of the interstate there,
uh-huh.
is
mm-hmm.
the City of South Fulton.
Right.
But as you come back up towards 74, it goes back into the City of Fairfax.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
The complete exit is on the City of South Fulton. 74 is Fairburn.
Right.
The complete exit and the Waffle House is all the City of South Fulton.
Right.
That is crazy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've been blessed that there haven't been major, because if you look at the accident site, you'd be amazed that anybody came out of those alive. So, thank you very much.
Okay. So let's try to get through these agenda items real quick tonight. The first agenda item are the appointments. Mayor Pro Tem, City Attorney, City Clerk, Police Chief, Fire Chief, and the legal organ for the City of Fairburn. The second item on the agenda tonight is from our Fire Department. Chief Robinson, you want to come up?
Officially, good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
All right. Fire Department is requesting Mayor and Council to approve the sole source purchase of 11 sets of Globe gear. This is our bunker gear that we use for firefighting from Bennett Fire Products for the amount of not to exceed $28,457 from the budget line item 100-3500-53-1710, which is our uniform clothing item. And this is part of our process of replacing gear. You know, last year, Mayor and Council, you all bought us 6 sets, mm-hmm. and then we bought 11 sets this year to stay in line with the replacement process, along with, you know, we're required to have backup gear as well in case our gear is contaminated from chemicals, bodily fluids, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So the fire department is requesting approval for this purchase.
Are there any questions for Chief Robinson concerning the 11 sets of Globe bunker gear in the amount of $28,457? Any questions? Mm-hmm. Any objections to placing this item on the consent agenda? No. Seeing none, this item goes to the consent agenda.
Thank you, ma'am.
Item number 3 is Finance Department. Ms. Jackson.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening. Good evening.
The budget amendment before you is for fiscal year 2019, October 1st, 2018 through September 30th, 2019. It transfers funds within last year's budget to prevent any account or line item from being in a deficit status. It does not alter last year's budget total as approved by Mayor and Council. It only moves around funds within last year's approved budget. The general fund balance is projected to increase once the audited numbers for fiscal year 2019 are completed. The auditors will be in Fairburn for field work on the 20th.
Okay, Council, would you like for this item to remain on the full agenda for full discussion? If you have any discussion or if you have any comments, or if not, then Ms. Jackson, this item is going to go to the full agenda. Okay, next item, number 4, Mr. Thompson.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening. Good evening.
The purpose of this agenda item is to approve task order number 3 with Ponding Company for professional engineering services and landscape architectural services. July 22nd, 2019, the master services agreement with Ponding Company was approved by Mayor and Council. The agreement was approved with the understanding that additional task orders would be approved on an as-needed basis. The current task order is about to expire. As such, staff is recommending approval of task order number 3 with amount not to exceed $30,000.
Okay. Are there any questions for Mr. Thompson concerning the Ponding Company task order number 3? Seeing none, any objection to placing this item on the consent agenda? This item goes to the consent agenda. Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Attorney Turner, item number 5.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Happy New Year to all of you and to everyone else here.
Hello.
Welcome to 2020. My friend says that his New Year's resolution is clear vision. That was his joke, not mine. 2020, I thought it was pretty good. So I have 2 items. Item number 5 on the agenda is for, we're asking for Mayor and Council to appoint Mr. Brent Bean for purposes of serving as an expert employment outside counsel to the city of Fairburn. We have traditionally used in the city an employment attorney to help with employment matters as they arise where expertise is needed. We had a previous relationship with Freeman Mathis and Gary and Mr. Bean is a partner in that firm also. He's a very experienced employment attorney. We had a previous relationship where we used Mr. David Cole at Freeman Mathis and Gary to help us in employment situations. He also helped with providing advice to, you know, expert advice to the Human Resources Director in matters of revising our personnel code, dealing with, dealing with pension issues and things of that nature, where these things have become very highly specialized, like so many things have in the law. And then we recently had Ms. Kitchens, who had been providing assistance to the city. The reason that we are hoping that we can get Mr. Bean on board. Another reason we're hoping to get Mr. Bean on board is that the law firm of Freeman, Mathis, and Gary is the panel attorneys for our employment practices liability carrier. All right, so we find it very advantageous to us to be able to identify employment matters at the moment they arise and have some continuity between those issues and those circumstances with future claims that might be filed that then become claims events under our insurance policy. So there's always this period of time when we see an issue coming, we have an issue developing. It's been very advantageous to the city to have someone in at the very beginning of these issues that can also be there if it turns into an actual claim under our employment practices liability insurance policy. So I'm happy to go forward with any questions. Mr. Bean, unlike the previous situation, Mr. Bean would only be charging the city for time that he actually provided advice and assistance to the city. There's no retainer required up front, no monthly retainer required, so what we're asking for you to do tonight is authorize his appointment for that purpose. And
okay, does council have any questions or you want a further discussion or do you want to place this on the consent agenda? Councilwoman Davis?
I have further discussions. Can we keep it on the regular agenda?
Okay.
Thank you.
Goes to the regular agenda. And just for council, item number 6 is our approval of the comprehensive revisions to the city code of ethics. Mm-hmm. It is my suggestion that we place this on the regular agenda for discussion. Any objection? Mm-mm. Okay. So item number 6 will go to the regular agenda.
Thank you.
So those are going to be our agenda items for tonight. We do not have an executive session. Great. So it's 6:44, just about 6:45. We got 15 minutes before the 7 o'clock gavel for the regular council meeting. So we'll just chill out for 15 minutes. See you back. Good evening. Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to Fairburn City Council, the first meeting of the new year. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
The Honorable Councilwoman Hattie Porter-Jones.
Present.
The Honorable Council-elect Pat Allen.
Present.
The Honorable Councilman Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
The Honorable Mayor Elizabeth Carter.
Present.
The Honorable Council-elect Linda J. Davis.
Present.
Present.
Mayor, the attendance of council constitutes a quorum. Please allow the meeting to begin.
Thank you so much. Would you all stand for the invocation by Bishop Aaron B. Lackey and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we do thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for your kindness. We ask you to be in the midst of us tonight at this council meeting. And allow your glory to rest, rule, and abide with each of us through this city council and our great mayor. And we're asking these things tonight in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have 3 swearing in tonight. Our 3 incumbents are won their election, and we welcome you all back to the Fairburn City Council. The first swearing in tonight is the swearing in of my former Mayor Pro Tem, Councilwoman Linda J. Davis.
solemnly affirm that I will faithfully.
I do solemnly affirm that I will faithfully.
And truly perform the duty of the council member of the city.
And truly perform the duty of the council of the city.
That I will support and defend the United States Constitution.
That I will support and defend the United States Constitution.
The Constitution of the State of Georgia.
The Constitution of the State of Georgia.
And the Charter of the City of Fairburn.
And the Charter of the City of Fairburn.
To the best of my skills and ability.
To the best of my skills and ability.
And as to me shall seem to be the best interest.
And as to me that seems to be the best interest.
And where Fairburn City without fear and favor and affection.
Where without fear or favor.
Or affection.
Or affection.
I do further affirm.
I do further affirm.
That I am not the holder of any unaccounted.
That I am not the holder of any unaccounted.
For public money due to the state of any political subdivision.
Due to the state of any public subdivision.
Or authority thereof.
Or authority thereof.
I am not the holder of any office.
I am not the holder of any office.
Or trust under the government of the United States.
Or trust under the government of the United States.
And any other state or foreign state which.
Any other state or foreign state which.
By the laws of the state of Georgia.
By the laws of the state of Georgia.
I am prohibited from holding.
I am prohibited from holding.
And that I am otherwise qualified to be a public officer.
And otherwise qualified to be a public officer.
According to the Constitution and laws of the state of Georgia.
According to the Constitution and laws of the state of Georgia.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Just so everyone in the audience knows, these three council people were actually officially sworn in at 5:30. This is a ceremonial swearing in now. Our city attorney actually swore them in at 5:30. So the next swearing in is that of Councilman James Whitmore.
Constitution,
the Constitution of the State of Georgia,
Constitution of the State of Georgia,
and the Charter of the City of Fairburn,
and the Charter of the City of Fairburn,
to the best of my skill and ability,
to the best of my skills and ability, and as to me,
shall seem to be the best interest,
shall seem to be the best interest,
and welfare of the city,
and welfare of the city,
without fear, favor, or affection,
without fear, favor, or affection.
I do further affirm that I am not the holder,
that I am not the holder
of any unaccounted for public money,
of any unaccounted for public money
due to this state,
due to this state,
or any political subdivision,
or any political subdivision,
or authority thereof,
or authority thereof.
That I am not the holder,
that I am not the holder
of any office or trust,
of any office or trust
under the government,
under the government.
Of the United States,
of the United States,
any other state,
any other state,
or any foreign state,
or any foreign state,
which by the laws of the state of Georgia,
which by the laws of the state of Georgia,
I am prohibited from holding,
I am prohibited from holding,
and that I am otherwise qualified,
and that I am otherwise qualified
to be a public officer,
to be a public officer,
according to the Constitution and laws,
according to the Constitution and laws
of the state of Georgia.
Of the state of Georgia.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Last but certainly not least is our very own Mr. Patrick Palin.
He needs
love to.
Brandy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what can I say?
Does he have a Bible?
Where's the Bible? Yeah.
Okay, Bible.
Jessica, you hold the Bible.
Yeah, you stand over here. And I'll do this here.
Right hand, right?
Is my right hand? Right hand. I,
state your name,
Patrick Palin,
do solemnly swear and affirm that I will faithfully and truly perform the duties of council member of this city. That I will support and defend the United States Constitution. The Constitution of the State of Georgia. And the Charter of the City of Fairburn. To the best of my skill and ability. And as to me shall seem. To the best interest. And welfare of the city. Without fear, favor, or affection. I do further swear or affirm. That I am not the holder of any unaccounted for public money. Do this state. Or any political subdivision. Or authority thereof. That I am not the holder. Of any office or trust. Under the government. Of the United States. Any other state. Or any foreign state. Which. By the laws of the state of Georgia. I am prohibited from holding. And that I am otherwise qualified. To be a public officer. According to the Constitution. And laws of the state of Georgia. So help me God. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations to all three council members tonight on your re-election and your swearing in.
Thank you, Mayor.
There are no presentations tonight. The next item on the agenda is a public comment. Madam Clerk, how many speakers do we have tonight?
Seven.
Wow. Each speaker will be allotted three minutes. Any questions or comments or requests will be referred to the city administrator for a response. Would you call the first speaker, please?
Ms. Penelope Leto.
Good evening, Mayor and Council people.
Good evening.
This is very short. I know this has been brought up a couple of times, kind of went around between the deputy chief and the electrical company and everything, but I am on Strickland Street, and from Strickland Street, Spring Street runs right diagonal from me. Last July-ish, we had a lot of drug activity over in there because it's a very dark area behind my house. Thank God to our, you know, police force and everything, they cleaned that up. But I would like for it to be addressed that we can get those lights put on Spring Street so we don't have to incur any of this again. There's places that they can get behind bushes and things and stash things away. So I know it's been brought to, like I said, some people's attention. I haven't gone about it appropriately, so I just thought I would talk to all of y'all tonight and see if we can't get that done.
Okay, thank you so much. And that will be referred to Mr. Lester Thompson, and we'll evaluate. And we'll be back in touch with you.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much. Next speaker.
Mr. Ricky Blackwell.
Good afternoon, City Council.
Good afternoon.
Again, dear Mayor and Council, during a stop by a Fairburn officer along Highway 29 on Thursday, August 16, 2018, I experienced unnecessary roughness and physical aggression after being pulled over by the officer. I was pulled from my motorcycle and fell into the officer's arms. The officer, after requesting the opportunity to put my motorcycle in a kickstand position. Consequently, the motorcycle fell to the ground. The experience was not only physical aggression, but unnecessary verbal abuse. A second officer joined the stop and also engaged in aggression toward me. The officer indicated once the aggression ended that I was speeding, although I was not shown a radar to substantiate the charge. I was cited for traveling 75 miles an hour in a 45 mile an hour zone. During the entire stop, the body cam and dash cam were running for both officers. I have requested several times through the open record request for a full body cam and dash cam video. However, the video I received only showed my picking up the motorcycle from the ground and the officer writing the ticket and not the entire incident. Today, I am bringing this to your attention and I am once again requesting a copy of the entire incident on video. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Would you be as so kind as to give a copy of that to the clerk, or we can make a copy for our records, and I promise you within the next 5 to 7 days, we'll have a response to you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for coming tonight. Okay. Next speaker, please.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Mayor. Officer Stone, usually we discuss blue light problems, but tonight I'm talking about blue light, compliment you on what you did with the blue light Christmas program. Mm-hmm. That was great. The chief and the police just carried the youth over to, and the families over to Walmart, bought them Christmas presents, brought them back over to the center where they fellowship. The mayor was there and the chief was there, and it was a great event. And this is the second one, right? The second one. So I want to compliment you on this blue light. We have a problem with the other blue light, but this one I want you to compliment you on this one. Also, I'd like to thank you. I call Assistant Anthony and the lieutenant New Year's Eve to come by and patrol our church, the AME church. We've been in different areas, been having problems, and they came by and patrolled and set out there. So you was there doing what we had asked you to do to help us during that night to make sure we were safe during that night. So I just want to thank you, Chief, for what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Cochran. Next speaker, please.
Ms. Antavia Vincent.
Good evening and Happy New Year to everyone, to the
Thank
council
you.
And to all attending. I am a proud resident of Fairburn. I have been here, my family and I have been here since November of 2017. By recommendation of my younger sister, who said that this would be the place to live. During that time, I have gotten to know the city, gotten to meet a lot of amazing people that remind me of home. I'm originally from Chicago, but had lived in a very tiny town called Winnsboro, Louisiana, for most of my childhood, where everyone knew everyone, you had to get home before the streetlights came on, etc. And that same feel is here. What was key in Winnsboro was that government and citizens worked together. And so we knew our firemen, we knew our police chief, we knew our teachers and our clergy people, et cetera. And so when I hear stories and actually see videos of things like police brutality or the negative side that comes from a very select small group of people, I've always been concerned when my children see that and believe that that is the way of the world. So when I was pulled over in September of last year for speeding, definitely was speeding, trying to get my children to school at time, and Officer Lynch pulled me over, my children freaked out beyond belief. And me trying to get them to calm down was just not happening. So when I pulled over, the first thing that I did as Officer Lynch came to my vehicle was say, I know, first of all, I know I'm in the wrong. I know that people say you aren't supposed to admit fault, but I was in the wrong. But before we get to all of that, could you please just talk to my little people that are freaking out in the back? Officer Lynch did not hesitate. He asked me to roll down the back window and immediately looked at them and said, children, I want you to know that your mommy made a mistake. But she's not a bad person. I am just going to talk to her. We are going to discuss this, and everything is fine. And he spent a solid 3-4 minutes just talking to them, just allaying their fears. And so I had to come up before, basically to shout it from the rooftops, to say that I don't know what everyone else goes through. But what I do know for certain from personal experience is that this police force is amazing. And to go out of their way and to actually extend help to little people so that that is the image that they receive goes a long way. So thank you. And thank you, Officer Lynch.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Ms. Annette Shepherd.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
I have a question about something I saw on the South Fulton Neighbor. It's a public notice saying that AT&T Mobility wants to put a 36-foot pole at 40 Estes Street in Fairburn. And I have responded. It said you had 25 days from when this was posted, which was Christmas Day. I have emailed this company, I have texted, and no response. So I'm just wondering, is this a done deal or something that you're thinking about? And whereabouts really is this pole gonna go? Because if it goes at 40 Estes Street, it's gonna be right in my front yard.
Okay, we'll have an answer for you. We're gonna turn it over to our utility director. Okay, we'll turn it over to our utility director. I will tell you that AT&T have pole attachments in our city, but in all cities. But exactly where this pole is going to be, I am not sure. This is my first time hearing it. So I'll get with our planning and zoning, Tarika Peaks in the back, and our utility director, Stephen Jackson.
Do you want this notice?
And yes, would you leave that with the clerk there, please? And we'll be back in touch with you. Since it was 25 days, we need to respond to this right away. So somebody will be back in touch with you no later than today is Monday, no later than Wednesday, Thursday. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next speaker.
Ms. Yolanda Jackson.
Good evening and Happy New Year.
Good evening
to everyone. I just wanted to let you know, to end on a positive note, that I've been a resident of Fairburn for 23 years. I've seen the growth. But I do have one concern, the traffic on 74. It's taken me where it used to take me 2 minutes to get to and from is taking me 17 to 20 minutes. I do time it. And just wanted to know what we're going to do about the expansion of 74. I know it's a two-way street, but that's really a first rating. Just wanted to know what were your plans to expand the road, expand the highways?
We can't give you an answer tonight. But we will give you a written answer. There are plans in the mix. There's an interchange expansion that's going to be taking place there. But we will give you a written response to that.
Okay, great. And just to piggyback on what the young lady said earlier about the officers, they are great. Have had nothing but positive experiences. I did not know that I was driving with an expired tag. My husband takes care of that. So I got pulled over twice in 1 week. Officer Murphy, he wanted to know, did I know why he pulled me over? No, I did not. But he gave me a citation warning. And then about 2 days later, Officer O'May, I was talking to my son. I said, it's going to happen. Okay, it's going to happen. So they pulled me over in front of my house, and she was very nice. So I've had nothing but positive experiences with the city of Fairburn, and also the chief of the fire department. He probably doesn't remember. There was a bad accident in front of my home this summer, and he was responsive and very attentive to not only us, but the victims that were involved in the accident. So
okay, awesome.
Kudos to Fairburn and the employees of Fairburn.
Awesome. Thank you. Madam Clerk, we have one more speaker.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Sharon Collier.
Good afternoon. Happy New Year to all.
You too.
Good afternoon.
Okay, my concern tonight is, I'm Ms. Collier. I live at 23 Gold Lightly Street. And my concern is trying to see if we can get speed bumps on that street. Reason being, they had a water line broke on Caberton, and all the vehicles were detouring on Golightly Street, and they just come up too fast, just too fast, too fast, and they still they're doing it. And let me see, and it's like they're almost hitting me, my pets, my children. They don't slow down, and I guess because we're the only house right there on 23 Golightly, once you detour off Caberton coming up, you know, all the other houses, there's no one living there. But when you get right there, right at Dodd, we're there. And they're not realizing. And we need something to slow them down. Because December, somebody came around and hit my husband's truck. Thank God she was okay. But it's just getting a little ridiculous.
Okay. Thank you so much. We'll respond to you.
All right.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone, all of the seven speakers tonight. For those of you that had some issues with the police department, those of you that praised our police department, we think we have a great police department here in Fairburn. I am very proud of all of the men and women that serve us, and I'm equally and especially proud of our police chief. He's made some major changes here in Fairburn since coming on board, and you can see it every day. And I just want to say, Chief, thank you. I appreciate everything that you do every day for the city of Fairburn and the citizens that's here. So with those seven speakers, we will be giving you a written response no later than the next 7 days. The one with the AT&T pole issue, that response will be given to you this week, so that you'll know exactly what's going on with that, since that was 25 days from Christmas, okay? Okay, Council, that's the end of our public comments for tonight. The next item on the agenda is the adoption of the City Council agenda for tonight. adoption of the consent agenda items. The consent agenda items for tonight is agenda item number 2, number 4. We have two consent agenda items tonight. The first one is fire department for mayor and council to approve the sole source purchase of 11 sets of Globe manufactured bunker gear from Bennett Fire Products in the amount of $28,457 from the budget line item 135,53,1710 uniform/clothing. Is there a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Smallwood and second by our Councilwoman Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
Are those opposed? That motion carries 5-0. The next consent and item tonight is consent item number 4, which is from community development for mayor and council to approve task order number 3 with Pond & Company for professional engineering and landscape architectural services. Is there a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Motion made by Councilman Whitmore and seconded by Councilman Palin. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 5-0. The regular agenda tonight is item number 1, which is from the Office of the Mayor, and that's going to be the appointment of the Mayor Pro Tem for 2020, the appointment of City Attorney, City Clerk, Police Chief, Fire Chief, and the legal organ for the City of Fairburn. The next agenda item tonight is from our Finance Department for Mayor and Council to approve the budget amendments to cover operating and capital expenditures. The next agenda item is City Attorney for Mayor and Council to approve the appointment of Attorney Brenton Bean as outside counsel for employment and personnel administration matters. And the last item on the agenda tonight is for City Council for Mayor and Council to approve a comprehensive revision to the city's code of ethics. Is there a motion on the floor to approve these agenda items?
So moved.
Motion second. Made by Councilman Whitmore and second by Councilwoman Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries 5-0. First item on the agenda is, let's go back to the minutes. We have the adoption of the City Council minutes for December the 9th, 2019. Council, you've read the minutes. Are there any corrections or additions to these minutes? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion made by Councilwoman Davis, second by Councilman Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 5-0. No public hearings on tonight. The first agenda item is from the Office of the Mayor, and those are the appointments for tonight. So that everybody will be clear, the city administrator was appointed on December the 9th, which means that he is not appointed again tonight. His next appointment is not until January of 2021. The first appointment tonight is the appointment of the Mayor Pro Tem. Per Article 2, Section 9 of the Fairburn City Council, at the first regular meeting in each year, the mayor shall appoint a member of the City Council as Mayor Pro Tem. Recommended action for Mayor Elizabeth Carr Hurst to appoint Ulysses J. Smallwood as Mayor Pro Tem for 2020. Is there a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Motion second. Made by Councilwoman Davis and second by Councilwoman Portis Jones. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Mr. Mayor Pro Tem, congratulations.
Congratulations. Pass the baton.
The next appointment is for our city attorney. Our city attorney, who has been with us for the last several years. I'm thinking, Randy, at least, 8 or 9?
My first year was 2011.
Okay. Okay, term. Okay, 2011.
And it's been our pleasure to serve.
Okay.
Well, I want you to know that.
Okay.
You don't get a chance to say that very often.
Yeah.
In public, but I do want you to know that it's been an honor, and guys are actually, I enjoy working.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Good. Per Article 4, Section 30 of the Fairburn City Charter, the mayor and council have the right and power to appoint a city attorney. In the opinion of the said mayor and council for the management and operation of the business of the city of Fairburn. My recommendation is that we appoint Randy Turner from Turner Ross Germain, LLC, as city attorney for the city of Fairburn for 2020. Is there a motion on the floor? Motion made by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
Yay!
And seconded by Councilwoman Davis.
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 5-0. Welcome back. The next appointment on tonight is for our city clerk. Article 4, Section 28 of Fairburn City Charter, the mayor and council shall elect a person as city clerk whose duties shall be to keep an accurate record of minutes of all meetings and shall perform all duties prescribed for he or her by the mayor and council of the city. My recommendation to the council is that we appoint Erica Birdsong Miller as city clerk for the city of Fairburn for 2020. Is there a motion on the floor?
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Palin and seconded by Councilwoman Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 5-0. Welcome back, Erica. The next agenda item is the appointment of our police chief for 2020. Per Article 4, Section 30 of the Fairburn City Council, the mayor and council have the right and power to elect officers or employees in the opinion of the said mayor and council for the management and operation of the business of the city of Fairburn. The mayor's recommendation is to appoint Stoney Matthews as police chief of the city of Fairburn for 2020. Is there a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Motion made by everybody. Motion made by Councilman Whitmore and seconded by Councilwoman Portis Jones. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 5-0. The next appointment is for the appointment of our fire chief for 2020. As per Article 4, Section 32 of Fairburn City Council, the mayor and council shall have the right to elect a chief of the police department. For mayor and council to appoint Cornelius Robinson as fire chief for the city of Fairburn for 2020. Is there a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Motion made by
everybody.
Councilman Smallwood and seconded by Councilwoman Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 5-0. The last appointment tonight is for our legal organ of the city of Fairburn for 2020. The city of Fairburn appoints an official legal organ for the city every year. For mayor and council to appoint the South Fulton Neighbor newspaper as the official legal organ for the city of Fairburn for 2020. Is there a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Whitmore and seconded by Councilwoman Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 5-0. All appointments tonight were 5-0, and probably would have been 6-0 if our Councilman Heath had been here, but he is suffering from the flu, and I told him not to come.
Amen.
Amen.
And
I'm going to get it if we don't turn down this AC.
Okay.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay. Our next agenda item tonight It's item number three, Finance Department, and that's for mayor and council to approve the budget amendment to cover operating and capital expenditures. Ms. Jackson, Angela Jackson.
The budget amendment before you is a cleanup amendment for fiscal year 2019, ending September 30th, 2019. It transfers funds within last year's approved budget to prevent any account or line item from being in a deficit status. It does not alter last year's budget total as approved by Mayor and Council. It only moves around funds within last year's budget to prevent any deficit line items.
Okay, Council, have you looked at the request for the budget amendments from Ms. Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Davis?
Yes. Thank you, Mayor. Ms. Jackson, we had a conversation earlier today in reference to some questions I had in reference to the transfers that you answered adequately, but I do have one to know. I'm looking at about, I think I counted, about 25 expense accounts that we had to do transfers. And I was just wondering what process that we may have in place to reduce the number of budget amendments going forward. Isn't this an unusual number, or can you share some information about that for me?
For this fiscal year, we've already started the process. We're having quarterly budget meetings to monitor with each department head, to monitor where they are within their budget, and to make sure that if they have exceeded, for example, our first meeting was for the first quarter ending December 31st. Mm-hmm. And if they are further along in the budget than 25%, then we take a look at it, we talk about it, and decide whether or not any adjustments need to be made, or if they need to adjust the way that they are expending their funds. Okay. And we're monitoring it closely this year with our quarterly meetings with each department head.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Are there any other questions for Ms. Jackson? Okay, seeing none, is there a motion on the floor?
So moved.
To approve the budget amendments? Motion made by Councilwoman Pallett and seconded by
Councilwoman
Portis Jones. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 5-0. Thank you so much. The next agenda item is from, well, the next two actually is from our city attorney. The first one is the appointment of Attorney Benton Bean as an outside counsel for employment and personnel administration matters.
Good evening again, Mayor and City Council, and again, Happy New Year. I'm not going to repeat the joke that I told earlier.
Thank you.
The first item that I have for you tonight is for the appointment of Britton Bean as special outside counsel for the city for personnel, administration, and employment matters. Mr. Bean is a highly experienced employment attorney with the firm of Freeman, Mathis, and Gary. In fact, Mr. Bean is presently working on behalf of the city in two matters that got to the level of claims under our employment practices liability insurance, and he's handling those matters for us. One of the principal reasons for asking that Mr. Bean be made available to the city is to provide some continuity between employment situations that may arise that have not quite arisen to the point of a claim under our employment practices liability insurance policy. But if they do rise to the level of a claim, then we would have had essentially the same attorney working on it, because Mr. Bean is the favored panel attorney for our insurance carrier. And Freeman, Mathis, and Gary has provided that function on behalf of the city for many years at this point in time. In fact, this will also permit the city to take advantage of some training opportunities that firm, Freeman, Mathis, and Gary is a pretty large national firm. They're not huge, but they're pretty large. They have offices throughout the United States, and they provide on a very regular basis training opportunities that are available to their clients as part of their engagement and not something that we necessarily would have to pay for. And that might not be the case in every instance of training, depending on the scope of it and whatnot, but all that can be worked out, you know, as it presents itself through the human resources director and the rest of us as any situations arise where we need that expertise. Mr. Bean has been down here. He's met with of course, I've talked to him numerous times because he is, as I said, he's working on behalf of the city right now in a couple of matters. But he has been down here with the city and met with the mayor, met with the human resources director, Ms. Johnson, who both have very favorable impression of him. And so we're asking that we go ahead and approve his engagement letter so we can have him out there in an official attorney-client relationship and call upon him as he might be needed.
Okay, counsel, you've heard the attorney Turner's remarks. Do you have any questions concerning the approval of the engagement letter and appointment of Mr. Bean as outside counsel for employment matters? Mm-hmm. Councilwoman Davis?
Attorney Turner has answered my question. On the agenda item under facts and issues, it had stated that Mr. Bean would also be available to provide expert advice to the city's human resources director for training purposes and on policy issues. And I immediately thought that we would be paying $250 an hour for those trainings, but he has explained to me that that would not be the case. Mm-hmm.
There'll be training opportunities available to the city as that will flow just from the fact that the city is a client of that firm at this point. One of the things that I know that Ms. Johnson and I have talked about proceeding with is conducting another review, comprehensive review of personnel regulations, and having him on board to do that. And that won't be free, mm-hmm. but what we're looking for here is somebody who is highly experienced and has national knowledge of where the problems might be in these regulations, if there are any. But certainly, even if there are no problems, how better to draft those provisions?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No further questions.
Any more questions or comments concerning this appointment? Is there a motion on the floor to approve of the engagement letter and appointment of Mr. Bean as outside counsel for employment matters for the city of Fairburn?
So moved.
Motion made by Councilwoman Davis. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 5-0. You also have the last item on the agenda, which is approval of our comprehensive revision of the city's mm-hmm. code of ethics.
Thank you, Mayor. We started this process back in the November type timeframe. We had very fairly long discussions with Mayor and Council at the meeting on November 25th concerning the revisions that had been proposed and placed in front of you for your review. I've gone back and modified the revisions to reflect some of the discussions. There was to add a couple of definitions. We wanted to parse out the difference between a reprimand and a censor, which we've done within the definitions. Provided a very basic definition of the investigating committee, which is the initial review committee that would consider ethics complaints. Provided a deadline for appointments to the Board of Ethics, in fact, the three new members who were sworn in tonight should revisit your appointments to the Board of Ethics within the next, we had agreed, 60 days. Not longer than that, you should refresh your appointments so that we can make sure that we keep an ongoing accurate list of members of the Board of Ethics and have them out there available to engage them quickly if we ever need to and if the situation arises. So that's what's back in front of you tonight is just the cleanup of that revision document based on our discussions on November 25th.
Okay, Council, you have before you the comprehensive revisions to the city code of ethics. Are there any comments, suggestions, or remarks concerning these revisions. Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Attorney Turner, thank you so much for including many of the definitions and the clarifications that I had discussed at our last couple of meetings. Mm-hmm. And I am very comfortable with the comprehensive ethics review. I just have one question, and if you can point me to that, maybe it's an oversight. Mm-hmm. And that is the appointment of a outside counsel, mm-hmm. if that becomes necessary. Mm-hmm. I know the ordinance says the city attorney is the responsible person for overseeing the ethics process, but in the event that a outside counsel is necessary, where is that addressed and how is that effectuated?
Give me just one second.
Sure. I'll find it for you. Okay.
That particular section was not really amended in any in any way that I can remember. But the general process is that if a complaint has been filed against a member of the governing body, then we will have to have outside counsel advise the Board of Ethics when if in fact that complaint is forwarded over to the Board of Ethics for review.
So and, it does and, say specifically that we must do that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And that was part of it before the revision. So I don't there was not any significant change made about that appointment.
Okay.
And I will be happy to find it for you. It might just take me just a second.
All right, no problem. That's
but it's definitely in there.
Okay.
I mean, and that remains the case since prior to these revisions.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Are there any more comments or questions, Councilwoman Davis?
I just want to thank Attorney Turner for a great job that he has done in reference to the ethics code. Because before, it needed a lot of work. And I think you've handled everything. You don't have to guess about what to do and stuff like that. So thank you so much for redoing this. Well, great job.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. And I may have mentioned this last time, but I'd like to congratulate you on the leadership that you showed in identifying those things in your capacity as Mayor Pro Tem. Got some big shoes to follow there.
Oh, yes. Oh,
Mr. Smallwood, but I'm sure you'll do a great job.
Yes, he will.
Thank you. Are there any more comments or questions? Okay, is there a motion on the floor to approve the proposed revised code of ethics?
So moved.
Motion made by Councilwoman Davis.
Second.
Second by Councilman Whitmore. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The motion carries 5-0.
Thank you all.
Question.
Yes, ma'am.
If that's appropriate, we placed a moratorium. Do we have to do anything to formally lift that or no?
It just plays out.
It had already, I think,
yeah.
expired
okay,
prior to this.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Did, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that question, though.
Okay. We're down to council comments because we're getting ready to get out of here.
Amen.
We're getting ready to get out of here.
Amen.
Okay. Mr. Whitmore, we'll start with you tonight.
Thank you, Mayor. Just want to thank everyone for coming out this evening, and I also want to officially say Happy New Year's to each and every one of you. 2020 is going to be a great year for the city of Fairburn. We are situated to succeed. I look forward to all of the projects that we have in the pipeline and seeing them through fruition, and we're just looking for some great things. Thank you for coming out. Good night.
Thank you. Councilwoman Davis?
Yes, quickly. Happy New Year to everybody. Please don't forget we have our second annual MLK Day of Service on the 20th. We have flyers that are available to give you information, details. I also want to introduce my daughter, Lynette, my sister, attorney Laverne Long Daniels, and my niece, Vivian Long Daniels. Also, I want to say congrats to our new mayor, Pro Tem. You'll do a great job. I'm here for you. Just call me if you need me.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay. Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
Well, I always like to shout out the city. We heard a lot about the police department tonight. I share with you and Chief my incident, but he left. Chief Robinson left. I have a grandson that lives with me, and he swallowed one of those Tide pods.
Oh, no.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And he was getting lethargic, and so, you know, we kept him up. He like, don't go to sleep, but called the fire department, and they don't know who they're coming to. They're just coming to a citizen in Fairman. And when by the time we walked down the step, they were at my front door, right? I mean, they were that fast. I'm talking about just excellent A1 service. They checked him out. You know, he was fine. We actually didn't even take him, you know, because, you know, they looked, oh, he's good. They, like I said, they checked him over. Everything was good. But I'm talking about the service was phenomenal. And I emailed Mayor and Chief right there afterwards, and it was crazy too. My wife was like, okay, now y'all doing too much, because the little guys were handsome too. They're like, oh, that was a handsome little unit too. My wife and my daughter, I'm like, okay, now let them do their jobs. But just kudos to the city. I mean, and just it's just amazing, because this is, we hear this all the time about this city. Also, too, it just feels real good to spend money in Fairburn. I am killing the pita and the touchdown wings up there. Yes, thank you.
Councilman Palin.
Well, this is not a no-comment night, which is unusual for me. But nonetheless, it's very good to see all of you here. And I've said this before, I would encourage you to continue to attend meetings and to share that thought with others in your community. Okay. The more of you who show up, the more interested we are in learning from you. You learn from us, and you have something to say. Your presence is important. I mean, please, again, continue to show up and encourage other people in our community to attend as well. Thank you.
Councilwoman Portis Jones.
I too want to say thank you guys for coming out. Civic engagement is something that has always been very, very important to me. And I like our citizens to be engaged. And I met a couple residents tonight who this is their first time here. And I understand that this was a resolution that the two of you made in the back. So I want to say thank you so much for making that resolution. And yes, do encourage. We are here for you. You elected us to serve you, and we need to hear from you. So please continue to do so. You may also email and telephone call us as well. I am excited about 2020. I ran for office to make an impact on the city that I live and that I love, and I want to continue to do so. And with all of your help and continued participation and the outstanding work of the employees of the City of Fairburn, we definitely are situated to succeed, and we will continue to be successful as we have been. We've had some hiccups, but we still have been successful. So thank you so much for that, and good night.
On a very somber note tonight, today I attended the funeral for Brandon McCrary. Brandon was a young man who lived and worked in Union City, Georgia. He was hit and killed last Monday. He was 34 years old. He left home to go to work, and he never came back. And so today I attended the homegoing service for him. And funerals always put you into a certain kind of perspective. Life is so fragile. He had no idea he wouldn't be coming back. And to see his family in grief over an unnecessary death. So I just want to say to everyone, let us cherish life. Let us cherish every day because it's precious. I try every day when I come into City Hall to make life better for you. Some days are harder than others, but I still try. So with that being said, I ask that you keep all of us in your prayers because we're all going to need it in 2020. We have some great things ahead for you, and we plan on making it happen. And so with that being said, I wish everyone a great night, a great week, and a blessed week. Is there a motion on the floor to adjourn? Motion made by Councilwoman Davis.
Second.
Second by Councilman Whitmore. We stand adjourned. Thank you so much. Yes.